American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 893. Here is the translated text as follows. James Thompson, Calendar. If no doubt remains on this point, the question first in order to be examined is decided. Whether there is room for doubt, a summary review of the testimony will ascertain. Can there be a doubt when all the witnesses have concurred in establishing this one point that James Thompson Calendar corrected the proof sheets? Can there be a doubt when those who sold the copies of the book have all said that? As president, he has never opened his lips nor lifted his pen without threatening or scolding. The grand object of his administration has been to exasperate the rage of contending parties, to calumniate and destroy every man who differs from his opinions. Mr. Adams has labored, and with melancholy success, to break up the bonds of social affection, and under the ruins of confidence and friendship, to extinguish the only beam of happiness that glimmers through the dark and despicable farce. 1. The contriver of this piece had been suddenly converted, as he said, to the presidential system, that is, to a French war, an American navy, a large standing army, an additional load of taxes, and all other symptoms of debt and despotism. 2. The same system of perfection has been extended all over the continent. Every person holding an office must either quit it or think and vote exactly with Mr. Adams. 3. Adams and Washington have since been shaping a series of these paper jobbers into judges and ambassadors. As their whole courage lies in a lack of shame, these poltroons, without risking a manly and intelligible defense of their own measures, raise an affected yelp against the corruption of the French Directory, as if any corruption could be more venal, more notorious, more execrable than their own. 4. The object with Mr. Adams was to recommend a French war for the sake of supporting American commerce, but in reality for the sake of yoking us into an alliance with the British tyrant. 5. While such members of the effective agents of the revolution languish in obscurity or shiver in want, ask Mr. Adams whether it was proper to heap so many myriads of dollars upon William Smith, a paper jobber who, next to Hamilton and himself, is perhaps the most detestable character on the continent. 6. You will then take your choice between innocence and guilt, between freedom and slavery, between paradise and perdition. You will choose between the man who has deserted and reversed all his principles and that man whose own example strengthens all his laws, that man whose predictions, like those of Henry, have been converted into history. You will choose between that man whose life is unspotted by a crime and that man whose hands are reeking.